Classic of Mountains and Seas, or widely known as Shanghai Jing in Chinese, is an over two millenniums old text that depicts mythical flora and fauna in ancient China. For centuries, people have had to struggle through the script's obscure language to figure out what those mysterious monsters looked like. But now, thanks to augmented reality technology, or AR, these fictional creatures have finally come to life.Liu Xinyi is the brain behind the picture book Strange Tales from Classic of Mountains and Seas, which provides illustrations based on descriptions in the original text. Holding her mobile phone in front of a drawing just like playing Pokemon Go, she demonstrates how dynamic animation superimposes upon the portraits on paper.
We use sound to demonstrate those mystical creatures. The audio guide simplifies the complicated text in Classic of Mountains and Seas. These colorful images are quite appealing to a young child.
Liu further explains why her company applied AR technology for their printed publication.
Although static pictures are exquisite enough,The animated effects would definitely help to draw in readership. Since all the sound effects are dubbed by some famous voice actors, many fans also purchase our book.
Liu's firm is not the only startup that ventures into this new domain. The recently concluded Beijing International Book Fair has witnessed a growing incorporation between reality technologies and publishing. From a 3D holographic theater to a goggles-like VR headset,A specific section was established to showcase the trendiest gadgets in the industry. Peng Sheng is a client manager from Touch Digital World SNT Culture, a Beijing-based VR company. According to him, a great number of products they display during the fair are education-related.
In terms of collaboration with traditional publishers, there is a tech company called Ming Xiang Ren, literally meaning dreamer in English.If you buy their books, all you need to do is to bring out your digital device and scan any page you like. The book is just like a disc. You can use your mobile phone or any digital device to read the rich content it contains. Once you scan the page, there will be animated figures telling a story to you. You can interact with them. You can play games. The target audience is mainly young children.
But the technology is not limited to small screens. In a room named Mixed Reality Library, or MR Library, visitors are asked to don a headset, which may remind you of the sunglasses the comic superhero Cyclops wears, and then stares at the walls to gaze upon imaginary animations or objects. Afterwards, they could navigate at will, even click on those imaginary objects to interact with them. Tong further introduces.
What does this mean? It means that in the future, you can just wear some glasses and you'll be reading books. Once you put the glasses on, there will be all kinds of virtual information popping up in front of you. It'll feel like magic. Personally, I believe that no matter how VR or AR develops, mixed reality would be the future for publishing, since this technology allows you to immerse yourself in a fanciful world without losing touch with reality.
Audiences are enchanted by the diverse products displayed during the book fair.
It feels like I'm part of that virtual environment. Everything feels real.
When I put on the headset,Visualize, it feels like the animated figure, and I walk towards each other. I think mixed technology would be very popular if people could deploy it to education.
But not everyone is thrilled by the new development. Here is Mrs. Sun, mother of a four-year-old girl. When asked whether she will buy a book that combines the latest virtual reality and immersive technologies for her daughter, she immediately declines.
I think it's too early for her. After all, she's still a little kid. I think a paperback book is better for her eyesight and her cognitive capacity. If she spends too much time with those advanced multimedia productions, she might end up playing lots of games and lose interest in reading. It's nothing wrong to let her get a taste of those technologies, but it won't do her any good if she indulges herself into these animations and the games.
But like it or not, this technology is already here and ready to take off. By the end of 2016, the State Council of China issued a development plan on emerging industry, including virtual reality and other immersive technologies. It seems that wearing a headset to read books is no longer a dream, but only time will tell whether this will ultimately revolutionize our reading habits. Let's wait and see. For Intern Quill, I'm Wang Lei.